Buying or selling your home? Real Estate for Life can connect you with a pro-life real estate agent. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 65% to Catholic Answers. Learn more at realestateforlife.org. Hello and welcome to Catholic Answers Live, and happy St. Patty's Day to you, wherever you are. I'm wearing my green today. I've got my, this is not going to be a nice one for our first hour guest. He's from Philadelphia. I'm wearing my Boston Celtics shirt, but it's green, so I have a good reason to wear it. We got a great show for you today, and second hour, Andrew Petiprin's going to be here, and he has got a new book called The Faith Unboxed, and it's basically about clearing our heads of some of the kind of limiting ideas we have about what the church is and who the church is for. A great, great topic. So we'll have Andrew Petiprin with us second hour. First hour, it's a tradition here. I would officially say it is a tradition. We've been on the air doing this show for 27 years, and now for the 49th Lent in a row, somehow we've done it 49 times. Gary Zimak is here. We're going to talk about giving up worry for Lent. I personally believe Gary has his finger right on the wound, so to speak, like putting pressure on the wound, because we hurt with so much worry in the world, so much anxiety, so much upset. And that is, I can tell you, because I have read Gary's books, the opposite of what Jesus wants for you. He, wrote the best-selling book year after year. It sells out on Amazon at this time of year, Give Up Worry for Lent, and many other books that we will mention. Welcome, Gary Zimak. Thanks for being here.
Si, it's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to be on with you, my friend.
Sorry about the Celtic shirt. I apologize for that.
That looks like Eagles green to me.
Oh. Is that what it is?
Oh. That's what I thought it was.
Well, both champions. Let's say that. Both champions right now. The number is 888-318-7884. If you have trouble trusting God, I think that's one thing I've learned from Gary. That's what it comes down to. I mean, all of this worry and upset and anxiety and even anger and stress that we have, have we tried the remedy of trusting God? And that is a great part of what we learn in Scripture is to trust God. And that's what Gary draws upon for each of these wonderful books that he's written. Give us a call if you'd like to talk about giving up worry for Lent, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. I said it sells out on Amazon and it sold out again this year. So if you want to get a copy of it, say you're like, I'd like to finish Lent with this book. Just go to the publisher. The publisher is Ave Maria Press, avemariapress.org, and get your copy there. They never run out of copies, or at least if they do, it's rare. So you can still pick it up there. Use the promo code ZIMAC10 and get 10% off right now. ZIMAC10 at avemariapress.com. So Gary, why'd you write the book? Why'd you write Give Up Worry for Lent? And why do we have this Lenten tradition 49 years in a row that we've been doing this?
You know, sorry, I'll tell you what. Actually, this is the seventh year, believe it or not, this book has been out, and I'm out doing parish missions, speaking about it. I need this book. Every book I've written is a book that I needed personally. Mm-hmm. So I'm somebody who has struggled with anxiety, who is an anxious person by nature, who tends to worry, and who needs Jesus to be real to me. Otherwise, I'm going to lose my peace. This book is written for those who need Jesus to be real. And you know, it keys off of his advice, commands, if you want to call it that, in the Sermon on the Mount. Do not worry. He said it. So this book is written for people who are worried and who are looking for relief. And I keep finding them, Si. I keep finding more and more people because we keep getting new problems.
Yeah.
New problems, new things to worry about. So I want to give relief to people. I want to give them hope. And in this Jubilee year of hope, what better thing to do than give people hope?
888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. All right, you could say Jesus does command us not to worry. What about the person who says, I don't have it in me to follow that command? Like, they don't have bad will. They want to do what the Lord commands.
Correct.
But they honestly feel incapable of it. I can't stop this worrying.
Right. Now, I will say that, and that's a very good point. I'm glad you give me a chance to address that. It's always possible to stop worrying. It's not always possible to stop being afraid because we can't control our feelings. And as somebody who last week dealt with a broken pipe and water pouring into my house, I know what it's like to be afraid and scared and not know how I'm going to fix this at 5 o'clock in the morning, trying to find an emergency plumber. But I also managed to pray. And this has taken me a lot of time to finally learn how to do this. We can be afraid and not be worried at the same time. Because what Jesus is saying to us with do not worry is don't try to do this on your own. You can be afraid, but don't try to do this on your own. Ask me for help. You know, a lot of times we think that worry is automatic. It's not. And look, Si, you know me, I'm not pointing fingers because I struggle with this, but I've learned that you can't worry and pray at the same time. You could be afraid and pray at the same time. And over time, it does get easier and you start to have greater confidence that the Lord's going to somehow come to your assistance. But, you know, worry is a conscious choice and he wouldn't tell us to do it if it wasn't possible. So it's possible. Again, you still might be scared, but you can choose to pray instead of worry.
So you quite obviously intentionally chose in all of these works, and I'm thinking of Let Go of Anger and Stress. I'm thinking of Give Up Worry for Good. Your very popular book, Stop Worrying and Start Living. Basically, these are scripture books. I mean, they're not Gary
Absolutely.
Zimak books. These are scripture
no.
books.
So No, and me. I also...
Go ahead.
Yeah. So whenever I'm speaking, I always make the point, these aren't self-help books. You can find self-help books that tell you how to break free from worry. These are Jesus help books. You know, the full title should be Stop Worrying or Give Up Worry for Lent and Give In to Jesus. I'm an evangelist. You know, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a psychiatrist. I'm a guy who struggled with worry for years and who found Christ in his Catholic church. So I recommend people to read scripture. I go through scripture in my books, in my talks, and I am a strong advocate for the sacraments. You know, you get that grace from the sacraments, you get some scripture, you pray, and it's amazing the peace that you can feel, but it's a process. It's a process that takes time. Some of us are going to be working on this for the remainder of our lives. My goal is just to share what the Lord has done for me and offer advice and send people to Jesus. And during Lent, that's what we're trying to do. We're trying to become closer to him and follow him. And that's what these books are all about.
How much of it in your experience, or, you know, I know you talk to thousands of people during each year about these things. How much of it is getting out of the habit of just flowing straight from fear into worry and interrupting that habit with putting the Lord in there in the middle somewhere before you just flow straight from one to the other?
Yeah. That's about 100% of it.
Oh.
Because what this is, what I'm really advocating, encouraging people to do is to respond to fear through prayer and turning to Jesus instead of turning inward and worrying. That's what this is all about. And, you know, it sounds so simple, but when you're in the midst of the problems, and I always bring up these problems about, like I said, my broken pipe and I had car issues. I had all kinds of things over the past several months. My wife got sick, you know, with her epilepsy. I think we talked about that last time. These are occasions to either worry or to turn to the Lord. And a lot of times he allows us to go into these storms because he wants us to have greater faith in him. He wants us to trust in him. I'm not a fan of the way he operates, but I'm realizing that it works, right? You know, but Jesus isn't asking me what's the best way to have greater faith.
Right, right. Yeah. Like he said, take up your cross each day and follow. And you feel like, well, I'm willing to follow. Let's start there. The cross
exactly.
sounds really hard.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And self-denial, you know, because there are another way we can do it, Lord. But in all seriousness, that's if we're going to follow Christ, we have to literally follow him. And during Lent, we're really called to focus on Jesus picking up his cross and, you know, denying ourselves, following him, not following ourselves. So, again, he's the boss, so I just follow his advice.
Gary Zimak is the author of all these wonderful books that I've mentioned, Give Up Worry for Lent, the most popular of them. Lots of people have taken the 40 days to finding peace in Christ walk with Gary. If you'd like to talk with Gary, the number is 888-318-7884, 888 888- 318-7884. Are you having trouble with this in your own life? Maybe there's someone else that you'd like to share some help with. Whatever, you're welcome to call. You certainly don't have to be Catholic to call. I tell you what Gary's going to tell you. He's going to tell you about Jesus, and he's going to tell you about the sacraments, but anybody can call. You want to give up worry for Lent? 888-318-7884.
Catholic Answers Live. Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Real Estate for Life. Real Estate for Life connects homebuyers and sellers to real estate agents while supporting pro-life organizations. On the web at realestateforlife.org.
Underwriting for Catholic Answers Live is provided by Magnificat. Published monthly, Magnificat features texts of daily mass, prayers, articles, meditations, art commentaries, and more, in step with the liturgical rhythm of the Church, on the web at magnificat.com.
EWTN is now on Twitter. Get short, timely messages from EWTN on your computer or cell phone. It's easy to stay up to date on a wide variety of topics. Pro-life news, Vatican announcements, catechesis, apologetics, the latest EWTN programming, and more. You can link to EWTN on Twitter from our homepage or go to twitter.com/EWTN. At work, at home, at school, and on the road, stay connected to your world with EWTN's Twitter page.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Gary Zimak is our guest. You've heard him on the radio, very likely. Maybe you heard him at your parish because he comes out to do these talks. I tell you what, if you would like to have Gary come to your parish, if you're thinking, you know what, this is exactly the kind of thing that we need at my parish, he's ready to do Advent retreats and talks, Lent retreats and talks, or anytime during ordinary time, just go to his website, followingthetruth.com. I forgot to ask you this before we went on the air, but at followingthetruth.com, can people also still get your daily email that you send out?
You bet, Si. That's been a real big hit. I started that in about 2020, and it's very similar to the way my books work. I do a simple Bible verse, a reflection. Takes a couple minutes to read each day, totally free of charge. And right now we're going through Give Up Worry for Lent and the daily email reflections. I'm sort of supplementing the material, but people like that personal contact. I write these myself, and I send out one a day. So yeah, followingthetruth.com, all you need to do is go there, supply your email address, sign up for my daily email reflection. We call it Let Not Your Heart Be Troubled, and you're going to hear from me once a day.
Check it out at followingthetruth.com. Let's go up to Canada to start our calls for Gary today. Deborah is in Canada watching on YouTube. Welcome, Deborah.
Hi. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, very well. Thank you.
Okay. How does giving up worry work when you have chronic depression?
Deborah, that is an excellent question. I'm really glad that we're touching on this because I have to say that I am not a therapist. I am not a medical professional. I'm an evangelist. I'm a guy who has struggled with some degree of worry. I don't know if it's clinical. Over the years, I have struggled with worry, anxiety, all kinds of related ailments that flowed from that. But I have dealt with, again, I can't offer medical advice. I have spoken with many Catholic therapists, psychiatrists, psychologists. They know the work that I do. They're familiar with my books. And I always say, tell me if I'm doing anything wrong. And also, I've asked this out of my own curiosity, how do we know when we need to seek professional help? And they all tell me if it becomes a burden, and these are Catholic professional, medical professionals telling me this, if it becomes a burden and you're praying, you're doing all the right spiritual things, and you still can't escape this anxiety, this depression, or whatever it may be, please seek help. And so what I always say is don't hesitate to get professional advice, because a lot of times, as you mentioned, this clinical diagnosis means that it's some sort of a chemical imbalance. I would say whatever you do, don't forget Jesus. As an evangelist, I feel I'm qualified to say that. That's so important. But sometimes medication therapy is necessary. So I would always say, please, I encourage people to do that, to take advantage of the medical professionals. There's a lot of Catholic medical psychologists, psychiatrists, therapists that really help.
Does that help with you, Deborah?
I did want to respond.
Go ahead.
I have medical help, medication. I've gone through all the different types of therapy. So mine is chronic, lifelong, major depressive disorder.
Oh, Deborah.
And I do have a spirit. I do turn to Jesus, but I can honestly say I've never gotten any lift of the depression. Mm-hmm. But I don't turn away from Jesus. I still am always
right
with Jesus. But
But you haven't been healed of your ailment.
Right.
No. None.
Okay.
Like this is years. I'm 62. This is since early childhood of anxiety and depression. So I just wondered, like I don't know if it's the same thing. I read where Mother Teresa felt a depression in her life for quite a long time. I don't know if there's truth to that. I read it, but she still clung to Jesus.
Yes.
Through it.
I think you have the story right.
Is that correct?
I think
okay.
so.
Yeah. So I've taken solace in that, because I think if like Mother Teresa can do that, I can. Yeah. But I just wondered if you had any different kind of answers. Okay.
Well, it does indeed sound like you're carrying a heavy, heavy cross. It also sounds like you're a deeply faithful person, Deborah. It's quite impressive to hear your faith and your confession of clinging to Jesus through it all. Gary, did you have anything else for Deborah that you could share?
You know, Deborah, the one thing I can assure you of, I'm going to pray for you, but absolutely, and I believe there's hope. With the Lord, all things are possible. He can fix this, but I want to encourage you to somehow to continue to pursue that medical avenue, you know, that the professional help avenue, because the Lord sometimes asks us to carry heavy crosses, but I don't feel qualified to just tell you yes, go ahead and do that, because I've seen situations in my life, not necessarily with mental health issues, but with family members who we were up against it with doctors, just couldn't find the right doctor for a medical condition, and all of a sudden we found somebody. So yeah, continue to carry your cross, but continue also to look for solutions through the medical profession as well. You sound like Si said, you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. You're following the Lord. Can't ask for more than that. And yet it's possible that he might be asking you to carry this cross, but I just don't feel
just
comfortable
keep looking.
Or qualified saying that, right?
Deborah, God bless you. I hope that our listeners will pray for Deborah, for everyone who is afflicted with depression. It's a very serious malady, and what a beautiful, faithful person. But that's a heavy burden to carry, Deborah. And I know that many of our listeners are indeed praying for you at this very moment. Thank you for the call. I want to give you one that dropped, Gary. Ryan in St. Louis, Missouri, was listening to EWTN on Channel 130 Sirius XM satellite radio. And he said, do you have any good scripture or writing from church fathers that you recommend for reading for this problem of worry?
You know, specifically, I don't have anything. I read a lot of the writings of the saints, and you're never going to go wrong by turning to the various saints and seeing that they struggled at times. They struggled with fear. They struggled with anxiety. Church fathers, you can't go wrong with that. But most of my writing, most of what I recommend is solely based in scripture. So, you know,
but he also said scripture.
You might have something.
Scripture, though. Is a particular scripture maybe that you love or that would help a person struggling in this way?
One of the most basic ones, but one of the most powerful ones is Matthew 11:28, where Jesus says, and I, this is the very first entry in Give Up Worry for Lent. I always mention this when I'm speaking, where Jesus said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. I mean, that sums it up. Come to me, and I will give you rest. And quickly, one of the points I like to make during Lent is Jesus also said in Luke 9:23, if you want to be my follower, you must deny yourself, pick up your cross daily and follow me. And I like to bring both of those up and say, well, wait a minute, is he saying two different things now? You know,
right,
saying,
right.
Come to me and I'll give you, right? And then it's like, what's with this cross and the denying yourself? But they're exactly the same message. And during Lent, I think that's the secret, to embrace our crosses, to follow Jesus, to come to him. And wherever he leads, and he's going to lead us sometimes into the storm, sometimes we'll be up on the mountaintop, but wherever he is, that's where we have the opportunity to find that rest, to find that peace. Because I think sometimes we create extra crosses and extra suffering for ourselves when we fight against the crosses that the Lord asks us to carry. So, you know, this is basically so simple, Si, but it's not easy. Following Jesus, going where he leads, and that's where the peace is.
You know, you've said that before, Gary, that it's simple but not easy.
Correct.
And so give me the simple side, and then how do I, you know, it may not be easy, but I'll bet you, now I have never asked you this question before, but I will bet you it's easier for you today than when you started at it. So how do I go from the simple message of trust that Christ is conveying throughout the entirety of Scripture to getting good at that, like to having the habit of trust? Because I think that's what many people want. I'm willing to do the hard thing, but I want to get better at this, at trusting Jesus.
Sure. And I think it begins by those words that are on the bottom of the Divine Mercy image, Jesus, I trust in you. I pray that all the time. I don't always feel it, but I pray it, because trust isn't a feeling, it's a decision. But you really nailed it with what you just said, Si. The more you do it, the easier it becomes. And every day, part of my prayer is I talk to the Holy Spirit and I ask the Holy Spirit, please increase my confidence in Jesus. And that's one of the roles of the Spirit. The Spirit will increase our confidence in Jesus and in the Father as a provider. And don't hesitate to do that, because the more confident you are, the easier it is to choose to trust. You know, it's a choice, but it becomes a little easier when you're confident. You know, like you and I have been doing these interviews for a long time. I'm confident that you're not going to ask me something that's very difficult. You're not going to try to trap me. You're a good interviewer. You're a good host. We're friends. In the beginning, I wasn't sure. You know, as you get to know somebody, you start to realize that I can trust this person. It's easier to trust. But ask the Holy Spirit to help. And I promise it does get easier.
Well, the second half of this hour, it was actually going to be the gotcha part, where I was going to ask you super hard.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah, it was going to be like an old Mike Wallace interview, you know, where he would pounce. But I guess you ruined that, Gary. Oh, well.
Yeah,
The number here, 888-318-7884. Crystal is in St. Peter's, Missouri, listening on X, also called Twitter. And Crystal, you are welcome. Go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi.
Sorry,
excuse me. Gary, I've done traditional therapy for years, and I've had toxic therapy. And, you know, just encouraging just old-fashioned family dynamics, and I'm not on board for that. I feel like the saint stories, my husband has turned and tried to use them like, hey, why don't you be more like Saint Therese? Or, but I feel more like Saint Bridget, and I ask Saint Dimna for help. I've gone through a lot in my life. I don't even want to put a name to it all. Family dynamics and fighting against the tide and being diagnosed bipolar and being looked at as, poor disabled Crystal with cancer, you know, just, I'm really tired of it. So I just would like direction on how to look for help, you know, in the Catholic medical, because it's really important to me for this point in my life.
Yeah, there is, I believe you can just Google Catholic therapists, and you can find some information there. It's really a combination. I'll be honest with you, and I have to share this with you. I've been through many anxiety-related problems throughout my life. I've had stomach issues. I've had panic attacks. I've been in the emergency room many times when I was in my 20 panic attacks. I've had heart palpitations. I mean, sleeplessness. I mean, you name it, I've been through it. I was also, a doctor put me on medication, anxiety medication, years ago. And all it did was make me not care. I mean, you know, my faith wasn't really in a good, wasn't in a good place with my faith. I didn't care. It didn't seem to help me. So in my case, I've never been to therapy, even though I've had all these problems with anxiety. Medication wasn't the answer for me. And I have felt such incredible peace, even though I tend to still be an anxious person by nature, since I literally surrendered my life to Christ and let him lead me. So for some of us, he really is the answer. And, you know, I'm always hesitant to make recommendations when it comes to therapy or medication because I'm not qualified. But sometimes Jesus really is the answer.
Crystal, thank you very much. You can hear the music. That brings us right to the break. We're talking about giving up worry. It's the affliction of the modern age. It's very hard to find a modern person who's not afflicted with worry. If it afflicts you and you'd like to talk about the Jesus answer to all of that, give us a call, 888-318-7884. Each Catholic is obliged to spread and defend the faith by word and deed. Well, we're here to help. Join special guests Chris Stefanik, Dr. David Anders, Father Jeff Kirby, and all your favorite Catholic Answers apologists this September 25th through 28th in beautiful San Diego for the Catholic Answers Conference. Our theme, Go Make Disciples. Enjoy 4 days of faith, fun, and fellowship. Use promo code EARLY to save $50 when you register today at CatholicAnswersConference.com.
Lots of people have big questions about Catholicism. It needs a big book of answers, and now it's got one. The Big Book of Catholic Answers is filled with helpful replies to more than 250 questions about the faith. Questions about God, salvation history, the Creed, the Bible, the list goes on and on. Order your copy of the Big Book of Catholic Answers today at shop.catholic.com or ask for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
We hope that one of the things that we communicate here at Catholic Answers Live is that our Catholic faith allows us to be fully serious about all the problems we encounter in the church and in the world, but it also lets us have light hearts and maybe even mix in a bit of fun, and that is exactly what our good friend Joe Heschmeyer does in his popular podcast, Shameless Popery. You should check it out at shamelessjoe.com. Joe's got a deep grasp of the faith, of morals, the teachings of the church, all that. But he's also got a witty conversational style. He entertains and he informs. But you will leave equipped to better answer the most common challenges, misconceptions, and questions about the Catholic faith. He's got insightful guests. He does on-air debates. And he takes a close look into all the things that you want to know about as a Catholic living today. You'll walk away knowledgeable and filled with joy. Look for Joe on his YouTube channel. Check him out at shamelessjoe.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like what you hear, become a patron. Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Andrew Predifrin is going to be here second hour. We're going to talk about a really kind of fascinating new book that he wrote for Catholic Answers Press, The Faith Unboxed. It's the subtitle is Freeing the Catholic Church from the Containers People Put It In. It's not about the church being trapped. It's about more or less the church being trapped in our minds or in our social discourse, that it's this kind of an institution and it's for this kind of a person. And Andrew does a wonderful job helping us get past that and seeing more of, you know, instead of our idea of the church, God's idea of the church. It's very exciting. So hang around a second hour for that. This hour, Gary Zimak is our host. He's the author of Give Up Worry for Lent, I believe the most popular book in the universe. I don't know if they're – well, maybe – I might be exaggerating slightly.
Thank you.
But people like it an awful lot. And Worry, the Affliction of the Modern Age, Gary has written a great deal about this. He's been quite open about his own struggles with worry and anxiety and upset. These are – Gary, I would almost say, and you're the famous author who travels all around speaking to people, but it seems to me that this is the modern affliction. Like more than anything else, if you want to say, what's it like to be a modern person? A worried person. So when you go out and talk, and people come up, I know they must come up to you after. And look, I got this. What are they worried about? What are people worrying about? What are the common worries we're facing?
You know, people are, you get some common ones, some of the ones from the past, you get some new ones. People are worried about the state of the world, the state of the country. They're worried about the church even, you know.
Oh, yeah.
People are worried about the weather, their families. And I think part of the problem, and what I see is I'm getting larger audiences than ever before. I mean, these my talks are really well attended. And when I get to speaking to people, oftentimes the people who go to my parish missions, my retreats, my talks, they say, I don't normally come to things like this, but I need help. I think it's encouraging that even though a lot of people are worried about there, they somehow on some level feel that God can help them with their worries. And they're really they're willing to give him a chance. And I think that's great. I think one of the problems we face, Cy, we have access to so much information at our fingertips. If you're not worried, just look at your phone for a couple minutes, right? The world's going to tell you what you should be worried about. As somebody who travels, I'm always dealing with weather-related problems. Oh, gosh, is my plane going to be delayed? And now, you know, airline travel these days, a lot of people are afraid to fly for any number of reasons.
Right? Yeah.
So we have access to so much information that it's very easy to find reasons why we should worry. And that's really what it comes down to. But you know what? It's a matter of control. We want to get control over something that we have no control over. And that's why we worry. Because if I am afraid of something or concerned about it and I can fix it, I'm going to do that. But it's when I can't fix it that some of us just start looking for ways to get control of the uncontrollable. Every year it's something different. You know, I don't want to say too much because I'm going to plant some ideas in people's heads, but now we got the return. We got
what
the
should
return
we be
of measles
about?
Now, right?
All right, yeah.
We got measles coming back. And before that it was the COVID, and COVID's coming back. And, so it's always something.
The number, by the way, 888-318-7884. If you are that person the person who came up to Gary and said, I don't usually come to these things, but I know I need help. You're welcome to give us a call. 888-318-7884. You can talk to Gary. His most popular book, he's got several of these books. His most popular one is Give Up Worry for Lent. And it's about using the 40 days of Lent to come close enough to Christ to feel his peace. This is not, we make fun in a certain way as modern people. We make fun of the people of the past. You know, I heard somebody refer to someone as today on the air. I heard somebody go, this bad person is just medieval. And I thought, what's medieval about a bad person? Has nothing to do with the medieval. We make fun of all that. But like, I think if you went to almost any time earlier in our history, you would find all kinds of bad things, and you know they didn't have the medicine we have, and all that. But there would be a sense of peace that we don't have, that has been disturbed by this modern life.
Right. Yeah. We have such great technology, and we have so many advances that were not around in the years prior, but we also have more occasion to worry, and we have more control, and we're used to information at our fingertips, and we're used to getting things resolved instantly. And when that doesn't happen, people tend to get upset, and they tend to be afraid or start to worry about what's going to happen if this never gets fixed, or what's going to happen about this. You know, I see a lot with weather. There's such an ability to predict upcoming weather-related problems, and a lot of them never come about, you know, but well, there's the potential for tornadoes, and you know, that's hard. It's hard not to worry when you hear that, but it's challenging. It's challenging. There's access to a lot of good information, but a lot of bad information as well.
Right. And that storm thing, being able to see a storm before it comes, it's just a real good thing. That's a good, but we can turn it against ourselves almost. We can turn knowledge against ourselves. This constant flood of knowledge that we face, I want to share with you Luke from Peoria, Illinois. He didn't want to stay on the air, or maybe wasn't able to stay on the air. He was listening on our website, sure. Catholic.com. And Luke said this: I want to improve my faith life before seeking professional help for anxiety. How do I know whether or not I need to seek professional help, or I'm simply just not trying enough with my faith life? I feel like getting professional help would be, and he put this in quotes, failing or giving up on trying to solve my anxiety with Jesus. How do I know when I've tried hard enough and I need outside help?
It's a great question. And as a person, you know, it's always funny, I preface this with, as a person who's not qualified to answer this question, let me give you an answer. But it's really, you know,
that's what I do here.
But take it for what it's worth. But I would say this: if Jesus is in the equation, if turning to him for help and then decide to seek professional help and keep up your relationship with Jesus, I think you're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. What you don't want to do is rush, get the medicine, even get the therapy, and don't turn to Jesus. You got to give him a chance. At least that's what I believe. You have to give him a chance. Do both. And as long as you're doing both, then that's totally fine. And I think for every person, that question is going to be answered in a different way. And, you know, just if, as long as you're not forgetting about him, then it's okay. Sometimes the medicine might be what you need. But whatever you do, don't give up. Don't not give Jesus a chance to take away your anxiety. And because he really can, and I'm living proof of that, because he really has done it for me. And I've said this many times when I speak, I consider my anxiety, my anxious nature, because that's the way I'm wired, to be a blessing, because it makes me realize how much I need the Lord. And he's okay with that. I can live peacefully one day at a time, even though I have that nature, that tendency to panic, to catastrophize. But I know I need him. And if I didn't feel that anxiety, maybe I wouldn't feel that need for Christ in my life.
It's interesting to me, the idea of failing, that it's like the person who's assaulted by anxiety and worry, worrying that they don't have enough faith. That's not what you're saying. You're not telling people you don't have enough faith. No. You're not accusing them of something because they're worried. But I do think that gets turned around in the mind sometimes. So the person who's worried, faith is the answer, but the fact that you're worried doesn't mean that you're bad or you don't have enough faith, or you're maybe not applying it properly.
Correct. And it could be a sign of a weak faith. I mean, my faith is not as strong as it should be, because sometimes I do panic. When we look at that, you know, the two documented storms on the sea with the apostles and Jesus, you know, Jesus chided them for their lack of faith. It's, you know, especially Peter, when he sank, he took his eyes off of Jesus. He's trying to walk on the water. He was succeeding until he stopped looking at Jesus, started looking at the waves, started realizing how windy it was, and he began to sink. But even at that point, Peter regained his composure and reached out his hand and said interestingly enough, said the title of my upcoming book, Lord, Save Me, right? I mean, so I have a book which you endorsed, by the way, Si. It's going to be out soon. Never missed the opportunity to get a plug in, but that's a great prayer. Lord, save me. Three words. And he saved him, you know?
Yes.
It's okay to stumble. It's okay to fall. It's okay to panic as long as you remember Jesus. And that's the key. And yeah, for a minute, Peter's faith was weak. That's okay. This is a great time to realize it. During Lent, it's a time for me to recognize my faith could be stronger. I can't just make my faith stronger. What I can do is turn to Jesus more and start asking him to help me with all those things I'm worried about. And he's going to decide how to answer. And that's how our faith grows. Right?
Yeah.
By turning to him, by exercising it.
Yeah, amen to that. 888-318-7884 is the number. It's funny when you said my forthcoming book, because I know I've read it already. I was like, what is he talking about, forthcoming book? That's out already. Yeah. No, it is not. I'm a privileged person.
It'll be out soon. Yeah, that's right.
Lord, save me. Look for it. Look for that book. I tell you what, we'll take a quick break. We got a couple calls on the line. I want to get to those callers. But if you would like to call and talk about worry, if you'd like to talk about giving up worry for Lent, if you'd like to talk about any topic related to what we've been discussing with Gary Zimak, the author of Give Up Worry for Lent, give us a call, 888-318-7884.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
He was a bishop, apologist, and patron of the Catholic press.
Matthew Bunsen and the Doctors of the Church.
St. Francis de Sales preached in the area of Geneva for many years and used broadsheets and gentle apologetics to convert the Calvinists of the region. By the time of his death in 1622, tens of thousands had come back to the church. He was named patron of the Catholic press in 1923 and a doctor of the church in 1877.
To find out more, visit EWTN.com and click on Catholicism.
Who was the first Catholic in your family? Were they evangelized by a friend, a coworker, a stranger? Did you ever think that you could be that person that God uses to save a soul? And that soul could save their family, their grandchildren, and generations to come. At St. Paul Street Evangelization, a Catholic nonprofit, we train, equip, and mobilize Catholic disciples to do the urgent work of evangelization. Catholic Answers is supported in part by St. Paul Street Evangelization, streetevangelization.com.
Welcome back, Catholic Answers Live. I must say, I am delighted to call our guest, Gary Zimak, a friend. I'm just delighted to be in that category. And I hope you have Gary come out and talk at your parish. I know you can't get him for Lent this year because he's speaking at 1,000 parishes this Lent or something like that. I don't know. But I'm not good with numbers, Gary. I think you know that. I just generalize it. You know, it's in the ballpark. But Advent and Lent are his big times. So sign him up now to come to your parish, followingthetruth.com. Give up worry for Advent. Have him come talk about that. Give up worry for Lent. Have him come talk about that. Or there's another season that he's really big in. It's called Ordinary Time. So whenever, if you just go to followingthetruth.com and sign up. When you're there, you can sign up for his email reflection. If you're the person who would benefit from a scriptural reminder each day just to trust in God and a little reflection, but not a long reflection, a very small reflection on that scriptural reminder to trust in God, then just sign up for it. It's free. Gary will send it to you. You can have it. Just go to followingthetruth.com and sign up. We're talking about giving up worry for Lent, which is the title of Gary's most popular book. And off we go to Teresa in Cleveland, Ohio, listening on the EWTN app. Glad you're here, Teresa. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Hi. Thank you for taking my question. I have a real sensitive matter. A friend of mine who I've been able to help for a long, long time is going through a hard time. He is now, in his eyes, done with church. He's sick of God. And he's done with me, and he seems despondent and is drinking, and his family wants nothing to do with him. And I have been kind of his helper, and maybe I've enabled him to some degree, but now he's just like, get out of my face and everything. And I just don't know how to help. I've been praying, and I just don't know. I know it's not in my control. I realize that. And I don't feel like I'm a control freak. I'm just trying to help, and nothing's working. What do you suggest?
That is a tough problem, but one that I can relate to because I've had, actually I have a situation like that with an extended family member right now. And there is always one thing, and it's the most powerful thing we can do. But the problem is it doesn't feel like the most powerful thing we can do, and that's to pray for the person. Sometimes the Lord really makes that our only option. And you know, Teresa, I can relate to this because when you're forced to only being able to pray for a person or maybe fast for them, it feels like you're not doing anything. It feels sometimes like you are not doing anything. There's got to be something else I can do. But by faith, I believe that that is the most powerful thing that I can do for somebody. And oftentimes, God puts us in that situation where he just wants us to back off and trust in him, to trust in his timing, to trust in his power, and to pray for that person. Even if that person doesn't want to talk to you, and I've had that happen where somebody is angry at me, they don't want to hear about God, they can't stop me from praying for them. And I have seen a situation with a person who did that, and it completely resolved and it turned around. And that person is on really good terms with the Lord now. But for a while, I couldn't mention God. I couldn't offer advice, but I never stopped praying. And it worked. The problem is, it's in God's time and not our time. And that gets tricky.
What do you think, Teresa?
Yeah, I'm grateful for that because I was thinking about it and I was thinking maybe God's trying to teach me a lesson through it all. I need to have more faith in him. You know, I have a deep faith and I'm just struggling with this maybe because I care too much and I don't want to, I'm just going to let it go and let God do what he's got to do. I've just been praying more so for his soul than, you know, with the relationship.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay if we're not together, that's fine, but don't let his soul go to the abyss.
God bless you, Teresa.
That's great. Yeah.
Yep.
It's challenging, but it sounds like Teresa's got her heart is in the right place and her faith is in the right place. That's good.
Thank you, Teresa. I'm going to go to Canada again. Second trip to Canada this hour. The number here is 888-318-7884. We're talking with Gary Zimak about his book, Give Up Worry for Lent. And the subtitle has to do with getting that peace of Christ in your heart. And the one thing I have definitely learned from you, Gary, is you shouldn't be shy about saying that's what God wants you to have. He wants you to have, we don't really know what God wants for us in many situations, but we do know for a fact he wants us to have his peace in our heart, no matter what's going on.
Exactly right. And that peace could occur in the midst of a crisis, and that's his call. Sometimes He leads us into the storm. He led the apostles there, and that peace is possible in the midst of the storm. But it comes down to trust, right, Si? Following the Lord, trusting that he knows what's best, and he wants what's best for us. But he wants us to be at peace, without a doubt.
All right. As I said, I'm going up to Canada. Andres in Canada, welcome. Go ahead with your question for Gary.
Hi, thank you so much, Gary. Thank you so much for – I agree with you with the fact that medicine and faith – sometimes important. I wanted to ask you about that being not worried doesn't mean that you are going to be problem-free. It probably means is that you are going to accept your problems better, and you are going to understand that God put you in front of you, and that is the cross that you have to carry. It doesn't mean that you're going to have a problem, but you don't have to worry about that problem.
Exactly. I totally agree. And that's not always easy. And that comes over time with your greater confidence and trust in the Lord. And one of the examples that always comes to my mind is on the night when Jesus, on the day when he rose from the dead, the apostles were hiding in fear in the upper room. They were afraid that the authorities were going to come after them next. Jesus appeared to them and he said, "Let not your heart be troubled." He said, "My peace I give to you." He didn't take the problem away. Those authorities were still out there. They were still, enemies of the apostles. But they were able to feel peace even though the storm was raging. So the Lord's peace is powerful. He can give it to us even in the midst of a crisis. He doesn't always calm the external storm. Sometimes he calms the storm. Sometimes he calms the sailor. But that's the key, to embrace the cross, to follow him. He's going to lead where we need to be. Peace, being with Jesus in the middle of the storm is better than being in the boat without Jesus. Peter was out in the waves when he tried to walk on water. He found that peace eventually. The other guys were in the boat. They never really got to be with Jesus. So very good insight.
Okay, Andres. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. What a pleasure to get to talk to a Canadian twice in one day. That's a pretty good day. Two Canadians, one day, that's a good day. Let's go to New York, which is almost Canada. It's practically Canada. Lisa in New York, go ahead with your question for Gary Zimak.
Hi. Thank you, Lisa, for your beautiful program.
Thank you.
The Lord has so many gifts for us. We just have to ask for them, right?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hello?
Yep, you're on the air. Yes, we were talking to you. Maybe you didn't hear us.
I hope you guys can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Am I on now?
You're on the air with Gary.
Oh, you know what? I have a clunky phone. I apologize. But anyway, I just want to thank you for your beautiful show. And it took me back to when I was a teen and I went through like a terrible anxiety over some kind of trauma. But I had previously been extremely happy, going to college, working, friends. But when something happened, it put me in a state of anxiety where I was incapacitated. I couldn't really even leave the house because I was so fearful. And my mother took me to psychiatrist. And we always went to church, and I praised God. I was always praying in my state of fear. I was always asking the Lord to help me. Anyway, I was fortunate to come under the care of an excellent doctor who prescribed a medication, which actually allowed me to go back to school, work, finished college, finished law school, became an attorney, a trial attorney. I never really missed any work or school, and it was all, in my opinion, due to my faith in praying to God for an answer and getting an answer through a really exceptional doctor. And the reason he was able to diagnose me so quickly is me being one of eight kids, had an elder sibling who was diagnosed with a similar condition. So it's bipolar. And I would just say, I agree with you. We don't want to run straight to medication. We should always go straight to God. But sometimes God leads us to medication.
Amen to that.
The amazing. Right?
Yeah, you are very, very right about that. Gary, did you want to comment? And then I'll go back to Lisa.
I think it's fantastic. Lisa, thank you for that witness, because people need to hear this. And that's exactly the point that I was trying to make. But you make the point brilliantly because it involved you. Yeah, absolutely. Do both. The Lord sends us to great doctors oftentimes. You know, we don't want to just take it. It's not always a matter of faith. It's always, you know, you got to work on the faith. But sometimes the Lord is saying, hey, I got a doctor who can help you. He heals in many different ways. And I just thank you for saying that on the air. I really appreciate that.
Lisa, let me come back to you and see if that's satisfactory to you. Does that all make sense? Lisa? Am I on the wrong line with Lisa? No, I'm on the right line with Lisa. No? Well, she said she had, what was her word for her phone? She had some kind of phone, some interesting, one of those New York phones. I am totally confused about what line to go to, so I'm going to, I know which lines are lit up. It's just not matching with what I'm seeing on the screen, so I'm just going to talk to Gary for a minute, my good friend Gary. I'm not going to worry. I could worry now. But I'm not going to worry, because I've read the book, Give Up Worry for Lent, as many of our listeners have as well. You can't get it on YouTube right now. You got to go to the source, and the source is Ave Maria Press. Just go to AveMariaPress.com. If you want to get 10% off, use the promo code ZIMAK, Z-I-M-A-K, 10 for 10% discount. ZIMAK10 at Ave Maria Press gets you 10% off. Give Up Worry for Lent. Gary, how long have you been fighting this battle against worry in your life? How long, and give us the prognosis. I want you to leave us with a little message of hope for people.
Well, you're going to make me tell you how old I am, and I'm not really thrilled about that, because I know I look like I'm in my 30s, Si, but I am 65.
No! I'll never believe it, Gary.
Yeah. So I've been fighting this battle for at least 60 years or
wow.
so. You know,
wow.
When I was very young, and you know, and it's, I was worried about everything. I had a very good childhood. Technically speaking, there was no reason for me to be worried, but I'm one of those people who tends to be wired that way. But I am peaceful now, even though I can panic with the best of them still. But I've learned that Jesus is the answer. He can help me. He doesn't always take my fear away, but he gives me peace. And sometimes that is that peace of mind, that peace of soul, if you want to call it that, is actually more powerful than the peace of having no problems, which happens very often, very infrequently in life. So I want everybody to know there is hope. There is absolutely hope when you walk with the Lord. But it's a process. It's a process. It takes time. It gets better. I promise you, it gets better.
And boy, is that the truth. Give up worry. Give up worry for Lent. As Gary said, it's not about giving up fear. Fear is a natural emotion. We're going to have it, but you don't have to worry. Yep. And And also, Gary, again, the thing I've learned from you, you don't have to think God wants you to worry. He wants you to have peace. That's what he constantly is giving, is his peace. So check out Give Up Worry for Lent and Gary's other books at AveMariaPress.com or over at Amazon. He's got a whole bunch of great books, including Give Up Worry for Good. So if you're ready, check it out. Gary Zimak, it's always a great pleasure. Thanks for being on with us.
Thank you, my friend. God bless you. Have a great rest of life.
You too. You too. All right, coming up,
thanks, man.
Andrew Petiprin, The Faith Unboxed, right after this on Catholic Answers Live.